Stop it. Okay, so next up we've got Liz, who goes under that Liz Uninvited, the artist we came into contact through Threads, like a lot of the people on this sort of thing. So Liz, tell us what you are all about, what music you're doing, what sort of stuff you're up to. Okay, and the track I heard, which we'll play a little bit over a minute, it's fairly laid back, I'd say, quite relaxed. Is that generally the style of the stuff you're doing? And are you doing all recording yourself at home? Is that what you're up to? Okay, and producing it all yourself and shoving it out there. So what is your promotion strategy? Once you've got a song done, what do you do with it next, and how do you get it to the public? And is that working for you? Yeah, it's a kind of never-ending circle, isn't it, of torture, really, having to and then you feel if you stop doing it, all of a sudden everything's going to slow down. But I think if you can build a little bit of a fan base, I'm not sure what I think people want to see. They want to see the content, but they also want to see the person, what you are all about. You talked about what your songs are written about, and I think people can just as many people can identify with that, your situation, as well as just the music, and I think that can build a fan base as well, really. So are you out on you obviously the track I'm going to play is on Spotify. How'd you get on with Spotify? How do you get on with Spotify generally? Do you feel it works for you? Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, some people don't bother with too many platforms. I think they stick with one or another. But I think, and it is difficult to spread. You can spread yourself too thin, can't you? If you're not careful, and then you end up trying to post on all platforms every day, and it's just relentless. But I'm gonna just have a little listen to that track. Like I say, you may not hear it, but you'll know what it is anyway. Okay, that's it sounds cool. It's there's a little bit of you double tracking the vocal on that one. Acceptance, yeah. Is that because you like the sound of that, or is it because you feel a little bit insecure with one vocal? Yeah. And there's a bit of, are you playing all the instruments? Because there's a little bit of bass guitar on there, is there? Okay, cool. Yeah, well, it sounds nice, and I noticed a couple of the tracks have got, some a few more streams than others. So the top one, I think, was it Mr. Fox or Fox, something like that. And is that the YouTube track you were talking about? Okay, is that a cover? That's actually an original, but you've used some animation to try and tie it up with. Okay, I'll have to go and look at that, and I'll direct people to go and look at that because I haven't seen that one. So what are you up to next? Are you gigging at all? Are you doing any shows? Are you playing locally? Okay. And how do you find the general social media platforms? I think we came into contact through Threads. How are you finding that and the other platforms? Are you finding one better than the other? Yeah, one thing I've found with Threads, because I use Threads, I usually use Twitter a lot or X. That's kind of died off. Facebook for me is a little dead. I don't find that particularly useful. Threads, I found once you start sticking to your subject a lot, as long as you don't go too far off your subject, the whole thread as it is seems to be about music. Almost everything I see on Threads is music related. Whereas on Twitter, I get all sorts of random stuff. Could be Donald Trump or something just comes in from left field. And I think, why am I seeing that? I don't want to see that really. But I get it anyway. Whereas on Threads, very rarely do I get any of that sort of stuff. So maybe you'll find it good. And what about other outlets? What else are you using? Anything in particular? Yeah. Right, yeah. How's that going for you? I find it quite short-lived, really. You can have a lot of success for a very short amount of time, and then it's all over. So and the problem I find, do you have a website at all? Yeah, because I think that's long term, I think that's a good idea, because I find that we get visitors to the website long after posts have been on, so they can be on for 6 months and then people still search for an artist, something that comes around and they start searching for someone and they get directed to your website. And I think you've just got more control, you post, like you just said, TikTok, Instagram, all that. They control who sees all that more. Whereas on the website, you might not get as many visitors, but the people that do visit want to be there. And so I think, and you've got more control over what they see. So I think it's a good hub to surround yourself with. So what's next on the agenda for you? What are you doing this week, next week, the week after? You're writing more songs? Yeah. Sure thing. What recording software are you using? Okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty good. I think that's. I personally, I can't get on with that. You know, I've never been able to get my head around it really. I know it's fairly straightforward, but it just doesn't work for me. But I know a lot of people use it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, we'll get this all together. Like I say, we're going to try and push it forward and see how many people we can get on to see this sort of stuff and try and get everybody a little chance. It is designed to be really quite short form stuff. So I'll probably post little sort of Instagram segments of all these sort of things and the people that have been on, and we'll see where we go from there. So appreciate your time coming on and getting in touch, and we'll see how it goes. And good luck with your next venture. Everyone that comes on to this sort of thing that I'm doing, I'll put this one of your songs on onto my blog and onto a playlist and whatever, and we'll just see, you know, anything, anywhere's better than nowhere, in my opinion. So, okay, excellent. Well, Liz, we'll wrap it up because, like I say, it's all short form, and I appreciate you coming on, and good luck with everything you're doing. No worries. Take care. Cheers. See you. Bye bye.